The interview.
Governor Jay Inslee made it pretty clear this week that a significant amount of attention will be paid to taking away your gun rights. Joining me on the line with his reaction, State Senator Keith Wagoner from Cedro Woolley. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here, Jason.
What do you anticipate the difference being between what he's saying and what could realistically be passed?
Well, I'm afraid that some of these things that are atrocious infringements are going to be passed. They have the numbers to do it, and the majority has expressed an interest in just chipping away at our Second Amendment rights. In every session, they've made more and more moves towards that end, and I think this is just a logical progression for them to eventually get rid of every right in our state to own a firearm.
What's on the table this session?
So it's kind of interesting. I was at the governor's State of the State address where he basically dismissed public safety, saying, oh, it means a lot of things to a lot of people, and then immediately refocused on how he can take away firearms from law-abiding citizens. Mm-hmm. One that has kept me up literally last night, I was up all night doing research on, is a new assault weapons ban. And I say so-called assault weapons ban because the definition that they're using is simply ludicrous. The bill looks like it was written by a child.
Well, how do they define? Because usually when they say there's two different paths to take when they say assault weapon. It just means scary looking gun, or it means every gun but a handgun.
Right. So in this case, it means scary looking gun, and they include some handguns if they also look scary or have safety features that make them safer for people to fire. But I would note that last year they changed the definition to include every semi-automatic weapon, and that they kind of soften it in the front of this bill. They say center fire. I don't know if I almost hesitate to say it out loud. I don't know if they missed it. I don't want them to go back and include the rim fire, but elsewhere in the bill, it's every semi-automatic rifle, and that's extremely troubling because, first of all, it won't do anything. Second of all, there are hundreds of thousands of them in the population, and they're saying, for now, well, we're grandfathered. You know that's not the stopping point.
Oh, for sure. And they will make it harder for people who are current owners to continue to own. That's what they did when they had the ban on a certain number of ammunition and magazines, right? I mean, they go out of their way to make it a burden to the folks that they, quote-unquote, grandfather in. Their intent, you're right, is to go after all guns. I think at the end of the day, that is their goal. The fixation on so-called assault rifles in the context of the crime that's happening in Washington State just is an indication they don't care about tackling crime. They just care about taking away guns. People aren't using those guns that they want to ban in any meaningful way here in Washington State in crimes. It's handguns.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, everybody wants to save lives, all of us, both sides of the aisle. Where they're putting their emphasis makes no sense. We're killing our people through bad decisions the legislature made, through drugs and violence in our society. We've let hardened criminals out on the street. Nobody feels safe. Nobody. I've heard from mayors and county commissioners and individuals across the state, public safety is their biggest concern. And this focus on so-called assault weapons is not going to fix anything. I went back through last night. This kept me up last night. I went back through as many, quote, mass shootings as I could find in Washington State. A so-called assault weapon was used in very few of those cases. So it's just misplaced emphasis on, and it's an attack on people who shoot firearms for fun. It's a sport.
They view
like mine, it's like golf.
Yeah, 100%. And they view this type of gun, or the way that they label it, as an easier, pardon the pun, target to tackle. They start here. I mean, if a bazooka was a gun, they would start with that. And they would say, well, yeah, most people don't want their neighbors to own a bazooka. It's dangerous. That seems reasonable to man. And then they'll say the same thing. Well, it's an assault weapon. It's used to mow down children and the elderly all across the state. And even though that's not true, it does ring sort of that emotional bell in the constituency. And I'll ask you if you could weigh in on just this one final piece. You know, Danny Westnead in the Seattle Times has a column this week pointing out that just in the last year, we've actually seen gun, at least licenses for concealed carry, go through the roof. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's everyone is actually buying a gun, and maybe they're just doing this. Or I don't know why that would happen, but that's what his point was. What do you make of the sense that Democrats are going after guns while Washingtonians are arming themselves?
Yeah, well, I would say they're out of touch with a large group of the population, and the people know what's best for them. People know what's best for them. So if you're a woman or somebody who feels like they're under threat, it's a logical thing for you to do, to make protection, your self-protection, your first goal. Now, in rural areas like I represent, we've known this for a long time. The sheriff's busy, and he's going to take half an hour or an hour to get to your house. You have to be able to do that. I used to be able to say urban areas didn't have to worry about that. But guess what? Now they do, because they don't have any police officers, because bad policy has driven good officers out of their profession. I mean, when Carmen Best has to step down because she can't take it anymore, that's an example of why people need to arm themselves. We've driven good cops out of their profession, and now we have to stand up on our own. And that's on the legislature.
Yeah, well, hopefully there'll be enough people pushing back against this. So hopefully, if you're listening, you're inspired to pick up that phone or send that one email to a lawmaker, especially if you're represented by a Democrat, to make sure that they don't actually push through all of these bans on guns. We've been talking with State Senator Keith Wagoner of Cedro Woolley. Thank you so much, as always, for stopping by.
Thank you, Jason.